At 8:45, you're listening to Morning Edition on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. The second of four forums with finalists for Little Rock Police Chief took place last night at Philander Smith College. KUAR's Daniel Breen was there and has this report.
Assistant Little Rock Police Chief Hayward Finks was the first finalist from within the department to go before the public. Finks emphasized his roots in Little Rock, getting emotional mentioning his upbringing in the city.
And I will tell you, never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought that I would be standing before you as a candidate to be the chief of police for the city of Little Rock.
Finks' familiarity drew mixed reactions. Audience members cheered when he revealed he was a Central High graduate, yet a protester tried to disrupt the forum, and questions were, for the most part, contentious.
What are you doing with children who are sex offenders returning to the high school?
And I just want to know why you think you deserve the opportunity to be chief when you were given 30 days and 8 no-knock search warrants were served in the 30 days that you were officer, and that's not counting when you ran that department.
What is your stance on immigration, and do you plan on cooperating with ICE if they come to you and ask for assistance in a raid, as they did in the summer of 2018 at Club Troyes?
In Fink's half-hour presentation, he outlined his goals of increased community policing, community advisory boards, and a boost in hiring to get to a total of 700 officers. While those weren't his only goals for the department, those three were specifically outlined by Mayor Frank Scott Jr. in his campaign. Finks has a long history with the LRPD, beginning in 1988 and working with Special Investigations, Downtown Patrol, and Street Narcotic Units, among others. And while some had questioned previous candidate Todd Chamberlain's experience in management, Finks' 24 years with the department as a supervisor left some with concerns over his ability to effect change. Finks reassured the public he could.
As the captain over our Special Investigation Division, I was responsible for the investigation of our officers in other departments across the state as far as, activity that should not be going on, which shows that our department is capable of policing ourselves.
Former mayoral candidate Vincent Tolliver asked why Finks hadn't followed a recommendation to terminate Officer Charles Starks, who fatally shot 30-year-old Bradley Blackshear last Friday. And Little Rock resident Lewis Purlock asked Finks about the now infamous practice of no-knock raids for narcotics warrants. Finks admitted the department could do better, but didn't specifically come out for or against the practice.
Have we done things that we need to do differently and take advantage of that? Are there best practices or different ways of doing things that we have not considered? I think that's what progressive police departments do, and we do that continually because best practices change. But everything we read in the paper and on social media is not necessarily facts either.
Finks also said he'd, quote, tend to agree that officers should live within Little Rock city limits, but said imposing a residency requirement could be an obstacle in his plan to hire an additional 106 officers. When asked by State Senator Joyce Elliott about police accountability, Finks noted the disconnect between the majority white Fraternal Order of Police and the Little Rock Black Police Officers Association, from which Finks resigned in August of 2017.
Treating everybody with dignity and with respect. That starts at the top, and the chief has to hold himself accountable, and then hold the people, the commanders accountable, and then hold the commanders accountable for holding the officers accountable. Accountability goes a long way.
Norman, Oklahoma Police Chief Keith Humphrey will take public questions next Monday, with LRPD Assistant Chief Alice Folk rounding out the series of forums next Wednesday. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.